Welcome to Go Home Heat, an NXT podcast. Here we go. Karrion Kross comes out. This is me and Justin here talking pro wrestling. Karrion Kross comes out. He has to relinquish his title. He has separated his shoulder in the title win
over Keith Lee.
Casualties come when you go to war. The WWE won't let me defend my title, implying that he'd be willing to try.
Yeah, with one arm.
Yes, on the path.
I beat Keith Lee with one arm. What are you going to do?
Right. On the path, there are obstacles. For me, the obstacles are the path. And that he takes pleasure in pain. He emphasizes that time and again. They put the title on the ground, and she puts the hourglass next to it. This changes nothing. Tick tock, tick tock.
Apocalypse is still coming.
Correct. Vic Joseph and Wade Barrett.
Loving it.
Are on commentary with Beth Phoenix. And Wade Barrett, having led a faction that rebelled against
the WWE
entrance into the commentary booth, is neat timing with Retribution running roughshod over the other two brands.
I have a question.
Yes.
Before we jump past the whole Karrion Kross thing, because it sucks. But when he comes back, is he kind of a half face? Does he come back against a heel?
I don't see how you can do that.
I don't see how you can either, but you know they love when somebody gets injured for them to come back as a good guy.
Right. He's going to literally have to maul the baby face.
Yeah.
And in theory, if you want him...
And I'm still going to root for him. I don't care who he mauls. He's awesome.
Right. Well, to me, depending on how long the injury is, like if it's 4 months or whatever, right? To me, that kind of means you have to put the title on a babyface.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to, but you can't. The first title's not going to a babyface.
Because there's not a single babyface in that match.
Isn't that crazy? I thought that was great.
Right. Although you could argue Finn is the guy you put it on for Karrion to jump.
Yeah.
Because he's the one that is best liked.
Or
Tommaso.
I was thinking Ciampa.
Yeah.
And then have Ciampa, and then since Ciampa later, well, you know, as we get to it, have Ciampa is like the bad guy for a while. And then that's why I'm thinking the flip could come in. Like Karrion Kross comes in and he's the answer.
Right. Right.
You know, I've beaten everybody now, blah, 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 blah. You know, because it might take 6 months for Karrion to come back. And then...
You hadn't beat me.
You ain't beat me.
Right.
In fact,
last
time we were in the ring together, I left you lying.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Imperium versus Breezango is the first match of the evening.
What a great match.
We get new champs. Breezango is killing it right now.
Finally, Fandango... Prince Pretty, man. Come on now.
Killing it. And they are the kind of champions that can... There have been times in this company where the tag team division is really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And they have good tag teams here, but some of them haven't worked a lot.
Yeah.
And so they're the perfect champs to get into programs and elevate the guys they're wrestling against because they're really good at wrestling.
Yeah.
So this could be great.
Which, if you told me that when Fandango came out, one day I'd be saying, Fandango's really good at wrestling. I'd be like, yeah, whatever. No. But
he got there.
He got there.
He did. Okay. Thatcher thinks that Damian Priest is a joke of a champion. Priest has been getting interviewed, but he is still on his party.
Yeah.
3 days later, he's still partying.
Woo!
But, yes. Thatcher thinks that he can bring respectability to the North American Championship, and Priest.
Who are you?
Yes,
that's my favorite.
Yeah. By the way, who are you? I think that
that's a great match.
I think this is a great program for us to have right here.
Yeah.
Two totally different styles.
Yeah.
One guy that's the pseudo ladies man that.
Well, and once they're in the ring, too, there's two different styles. You got the long striker style of, it's almost like a martial arts fight. You got the grappler versus
everything about them is different.
Yes.
The grappler versus the martial artist.
Yes.
The bigger of the two is the aerial
guy.
The smaller of the two is the grappler, keep it on the ground guy.
Uh-huh.
everything. One guy wears slick, shiny pants and tassels. The other guy wears just a pro wrestling outfit.
Yeah, it's generic pro wrestler number three outfit. Right.
Except he's really good.
Yeah.
It's perfect. It's a perfect matchup.
He does need knee pads.
Triple H, HBK, Matt Bloom, William Regal are discussing what on earth to do without having a world champion. I thought one thing when I saw this.
I thought that they were discussing... go ahead. Let me hear your theory first.
I think Shawn Michaels hates meetings.
Yes.
I think he does. And I think he was doing everything in this thing not to talk about that.
No, I'm sure. That's what I was thinking. I thought him and Hunter and William Regal were talking about him no-selling the...
the laughing. The
laughing about it. Yeah, yeah. And then Randy thought I was going to sell for that. Free talk smack about us.
Exactly. Okay, Daddy's Home. Ciampa returns versus Jake Atlas, and he bludgeons Jake Atlas to the point in which they're going to carry Jake Atlas out on a stretcher after the match is over, but instead the stretcher becomes support for his feet as he is DDT'd into the concrete.
Again.
Ugh. So
heel.
Vicious.
Yeah.
Oh, and delicious all at once. Fantastic. Austin Theory is back. Things
for
did not
5 seconds.
Did not work out with Seth, I guess. And he approaches Reed as Reed is being interviewed and begins pretty good heel work on his part here. He says, you know, I was on WrestleMania at 24 and you finally gotten your first. No, if you'll listen to me and keep working hard, you could be the North American champion by the time you're 40 or something like that, right? And Reed is obviously no selling those comments, and it's going to be some form of a battle between these two. And I like Reed anyway. In theory, Theory was they tried to put him on the fast track. It didn't work out, but he's still really talented, and there's no reason to give up on
him. I don't know what he did wrong exactly. I've heard rumors that there was some sort of super secret suspension for him, but I don't know. I never heard what it was for.
Right. It coincided with the whole online stuff where people got fired, different companies. So I don't know if maybe.
But I've never heard that.
I don't know. I don't know. And I don't know of an injury either. But I do know that he's a really good wrestler. In that. Putting him in a program with Reed should be good.
Yes.
Two totally different style bodies. So it should be fun. Okay. Now we get the Robert Stone.
With his mini pearl glasses. Loving them.
Yes. He talks to Mia Yim. Because Mia Yim's in the ring getting ready to fight who she believes will be Mercedes Martinez.
Yes.
And Robert Stone lets her know that's not happening. And I think he may be about to maybe pitch Mia Yim joining his brand.
Mm-hmm.
But before then, Robert Stone's purpose lately has been to be a runway for a tank.
Yes. A tiny tank.
And Shotzi runs him over again.
Uh-huh.
Gives us the oh-woo-woo call out and gets into the ring. And now we're going to have two friends wrestle each other. Go ahead.
Stupidest catchphrase I've ever heard.
Welcome to the ball something?
Welcome to the ball pit.
What does that mean?
I know what a ball pit is. It's like when you go to Chuck E. Cheese and they got, like, before the dystopian future in which we now live, where you could go to the Chuck E. Cheese.
That's a ball pit?
That's a ball pit. It's a pit full of balls.
She can't be referencing that.
That is what it's called.
Huh. Amazing.
However, that's why I was like, that is ridiculous. I have no idea what that even means.
Right. I did like this match.
Oh, that's a good match.
And Shotzi looked great in it. Mia did really well. Mia's position right now may be the Natty position in which, because she seems to be good in this role of.
Yeah, gatekeepery kind of.
Yeah, you got to go through me to get to the more important stuff. It's a good.
Do you think. Now, I saw, like, at least one time when Retribution ran out, she was one of the Retribution members. But we know for a fact that that doesn't mean anybody's in Retribution. That just means you were serving a purpose in the character thing of the... We need somebody under a mask, and we need somebody who's a wrestler under a mask. Do you think she's actually in Retribution?
They think Caden Carter is also one of those. And Green.
Yeah.
Chelsea Green, too. I think... I would like that.
I'd like that for her character. It's much more interesting. I would love to see her as a heel.
Or just as somebody that feels like they deserve more opportunities, which yes. I assume what Retribution will eventually get yes. to. Again, though, I like the concept we said earlier. All heels in a match for a championship.
Mm-hmm.
Two baby faces walk out, they shake hands, and they fight. And they fight sometimes to the point of almost dirty.
Yeah.
That's okay. They're fighting yeah. to win a match.
Yeah.
It's important to win matches. It's okay to have people on different sides of things.
Yeah, fight each other.
And the same side of things.
Yeah.
Fight each other. It's okay, right? I enjoyed it. Now, William Regal, the best GM ever, goes to the ring and announces the participants in the match will be an Iron Man match, 60 minutes. Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa, Adam Cole, and Finn Balor. And if you gave me any matchup here, one-on-one, for 60 minutes, I'd be okay with it. It could be an information overload.
Could be.
But I look at this and I think match of the year.
Yeah, it could be, dude. You look at the talent. Look at who you have in that ring.
And you don't. There's not one guy in that ring that you have to worry about. Can he go that long?
No.
I'm excited this.
Yeah.
I can't imagine not wanting to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I was an AEW guy, it's on Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah.
Even if I don't want to give them ratings by watching it,
uh-huh.
maybe I just tape it and watch it later. But I can't imagine being a wrestling
fan. Kenny's going to be watching.
Kenny will watch it.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine being a pro wrestling fan and not wanting. You have guys that are. Well, Randy Orton may not watch it.
Yeah.
Because there may be a million kickouts and a lot of leg slaps.
Yes.
But each guy in the ring is a great storyteller.
Yes.
Each guy in the ring can go. Each guy in the ring is quick.
Yes.
Each guy in the ring is durable. Except Finn. Finn gets hurt sometimes. But they all get hurt sometimes.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I just can't imagine this not being fantastic.
No, I see.
I'd be incredibly disappointed if it's not fantastic. Yeah. Okay.
Because it's got to go to the time this time. They've got to feel. They can't do a 15-minute match. They can't do a 20-minute match.
They could do it with. You could have a spot where Cole hits his finisher, gets a pin, looks up, gets rolled up.
Well, I think in there, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't there like a 10 seconds? If you get a pin, there's like a 10-second pause.
Oh, is there? Okay.
I think so.
That would be... Okay, that makes sense. Okay, Cruiserweight title match. Santos Escobar versus Isaiah Swerve Scott. I thought this was really well done, too. It's a great match. Then the Escobar cronies come out, and Brizango...
Tries to make the save, or help.
They do help, and they even the odds, and then we kind of get another little match after that. And Escobar does something I don't know that I've seen. He has a loaded
luchador mask. Yes.
And he puts it on and makes sure you know that it's loaded. Headbutt swerve, gets the
knocks
pin.
Knocks him out.
Perfect.
I loved it.
It was perfect.
Now the mask is not only we've gotten rid of the mask, now we're using the mask for dishonorable tactics.
And it's functional.
Yes.
And it also tells the tale of you mocked the mask.
Uh-huh.
Now the mask is a weapon.
Yes.
So it's on so many levels. It's so good. Yes. Kyle O'Reilly versus Drake Maverick. Another very good match. It is a squash match in its own way, but Drake does these really well.
Yeah.
Considering he's so small.
Yeah.
And Fish and Strong wind up attacking after Drake loses. Killian Dane comes out, clears the ring, and you think, okay, well, they're going to shake hands and they're going to become a tag team. No.
No, thank God.
Killian drops him.
Just drops him.
Well, and good, right?
Yes.
Everything doesn't have to be cookie cutter what we've always seen in pro
Killian
wrestling.
No, Killian Dane just came out there because you jumped him. Because
he didn't like those guys.
He didn't like
They jumped him before.
Uh-huh.
Screw those guys.
Uh-huh.
I like it.
I don't like Drake Maverick either.
Right.
Yeah, I'll get him too.
Why do I have to like some? Just like we're getting on the other show with Shayna and Nia not liking each other but being tag team partners.
Yeah.
They have a goal that is the same.
Mm-hmm.
They can still hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go to work with people you don't like all the time.
Yeah.
That's life.
Yeah, you do.
You know? Not me, though. No. I love everybody I've
ever
worked with.
Everybody I work with is wonderful and have no problems
love
with
them. So,
none of them.
I wish I could just stay there.
Yes, all the time.
It's like rainbows.
Woo!
Okay. Great matchup. Io Shirai, Rhea Ripley, Gonzalez, and Dakota Kai. And we get a fantastic little matchup here. The ref does miss a tag by Io, giving Martinez time to run in from outside and jump Rhea Ripley.
Yeah. But you don't get the automatic. Io does not eat the pin. She eats like three moves in a row.
Struggles, and Ripley, who has no business tagging herself in, but the competitor in her takes over. She does allow herself to be tagged in. She's not used to being beat up.
Yeah.
So she struggles to get in there, and she stumbles right into being finished off by Gonzalez.
And who is a beast.
And this is great because now we've set up Gonzalez as formidable enough to challenge for your world title.
Yep.
Dakota is still formidable enough to get some form of a rematch, even though she lost. Rhea wants a shot at that. She's a former champion.
Mm-hmm.
Mercedes attacks. We have
a lot going on.
Five people that can legitimately be rotated in and out. And Io can give you great matches.
Mm-hmm.
And Rhea can have these great matches with other people her size.
Yeah.
Which is also a story you don't get to see told in women's wrestling a lot.
No.
And they're...
Except Gonzalez is way bigger than her.
In a way. I would think that Rhea's upper body may be...
I don't know.
Similar. They're big, man. They're big and strong. Well-defined.
Dude, I'm psyched about Gonzalez. I think she's got...
all the upside in the world.
I like that they are talked to Beth Phoenix. They're like, look at what we got in the ring, Beth. What can you tell us about that? Because Beth is like one of the original, I'm super strut, but I'm still going to come out there and play up the attractive part too. The glamazon, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You had Rhea Ripley, Gonzalez, Martinez, all three of those are.
Well, and they also did a backstage segment earlier, a filmed promo with Candice LeRae and Tegan Knox that gives you an undercurrent there too, which is a little above mid-card quality. Mm-hmm. So you're going 1, 2, 3, 7 deep.
Yeah.
In that division, you had Shotzi
go over
her friend Mia Yim.
Yeah.
Again, now we're good. We're 9 deep.
Mm-hmm.
And all those kids can wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are spectacular.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So this is... so strong.
Yeah.
So strong. Such a strong episode. Right?
Yeah.
And we lose the champion, and they take the talent there. They don't bring in people from the other brands.
Yeah.
They take the talent that's already there, even though, as we know, Finn has come down. But he's been there now for 6 months.
Yeah.
They take the talent they have, and they create a match that should have the wrestling world buzzing pre and post.
In a week.
Right. Right. 10 minutes. 10 minutes they managed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They give you Reed in a rivalry with a guy who just walked in. They give you Thatcher versus Damian Priest. This show is so well done all the time.
It gets so much done in the time period.
So good. All right. So you had a good time.
I had a good time with this show.
I did too.
Even though, God, I'm still broke up. Karrion Kross hurt. Dexter Lumis hurt. But it goes to show you how deep they are that they're still putting out what I would think would be the...
Lumis was going to be in that match. Couldn't be because he got hurt. Didn't phase anything.
Uh-uh.
Karrion, who we thought, oh, man, I hope he winds up here or AEW, either one.
Mm-hmm.
But he is a presence. He is a superstar in his business at some point.
Yes.
Just give him a spotlight. He will do that.
Yeah.
More people need to have access to him.
Uh-huh.
We build him up. We let him run through roughshod. He wins the title. He gets hurt, and the show doesn't miss a beat. And we've already told the story of his return.
That's what I'm saying. I can almost see how this could work for his character it sucks for us as fans because we don't get to watch him wrestle, but for his character, the rehab, the being off, kind of gives it a chance to, like, when he comes back, it's going to be epic.
If you wanted to, too, you could, instead of doing the I'm coming back, golly gee whiz,
I know,
backstage things, you could totally go deeper into the abyss of his not being able to injure people because that's what he likes to do.
Yeah.
Of the torment of him. I would say 9 out of 10 wrestlers can't do that. Like, no. They're not good enough actors. They're not, mm-mm, the character's not strong enough. They just really wouldn't be able to take you down that road.
Mm-mm.
Bray Wyatt could do it.
Yeah.
This guy can do it.
Alistair could do it.
Sure.
That's their characters.
Right.
But this guy can do it too, and he can do it as good as anybody's.
I'm coming back to
wreck
all of you.
Yes.
Like a big dog.
Yeah. Oh man. See, Karrion's teeth are already perfect though.
Yes. Yes.
Karrion's teeth are already perfect.
Yeah, I'm fired up. I love watching the show every week. Okay, for Justin, for me, KP, this has been an NXT edition of the Go Home Heat podcast, copyright 2020. Go home.